Letters to Sanitarium Workers in Southern California. How shall the work be advanced? One night, we seemed to be in a council meeting, and the question was being considered: how can the sanitarium work in Southern California be best advanced? One present proposed one thing, and still another proposed something entirely different. One of dignity and authority arose and said, "I have words of counsel for you. Never, never repeat the mistakes of the past. Men have placed too much confidence in themselves, and have allowed cultivated and hereditary tendencies to wrong, which ought to have been overcome to bear away the victory. Various lines of work are to be earnestly carried forward for the enlightenment of those who are in spiritual darkness. Evangelical work must receive first attention, and it is to be intelligently carried forward in connection with all lines of medical missionary work." "You have," said our instructor, "come to an important place in the history of your work. Who shall be chosen to carry responsibilities in the sanitarium at the beginning of its work? No mistake must be made in this matter. Men are not to be placed in positions of trust who have not been tested and tried. Men and women who understand the will of the Lord are to be chosen, workers who can discern that which needs to be done, and prayerfully do it, that the mistakes and errors of the past may not be repeated. The one who is placed in the position of business manager," he said, "must daily be managed by the Lord. He occupies a very important place, and he must possess the necessary qualifications for the work. He should have dignity and knowledge, together with a clear sense of how to use his authority. Christ must be revealed in his life. He must be a man who can give religious instruction and exert a spiritual influence. He must know how to deal with minds, and he must allow his own mind to be controlled by the Spirit. Wisdom is to come forth from his lips in words of encouragement to all with whom he is connected. He must know how to discern and correct mistakes. He must be a man who will harmonize with his fellow workers, a man who possesses adaptability. He should be able to speak of the different points of our faith as occasion requires. His words and acts should reveal justice, judgment, and the love of God. He who gave the Israelites instruction from the pillar of cloud and led them through the wilderness into the promised land is our leader today. We are under divine guidance, and if we are obedient to God's commandments, we shall be in perfect safety and will receive distinguished marks of his favor." The Israelites often suggested their own plans. Often they refused to follow God's plans, and this always led to failure and defeat. Christ led them through the wilderness that they might be separated from all that would tend to interfere with his purposes for them. During their journey, he gave them instruction through Moses. These truths are to be gathered up and cherished by his people today, and they are to be sacredly obeyed. No imagination can present the rich blessings that come to those who learn daily of God. These blessings are secured through the most diligent efforts to advance the work in every way possible. The throne of God is arched by the bow of promise. Every Christian worker should ever keep before him the remembrance of this emblem. A covenant-keeping God holds the reins of guidance. He is to bear rule in every home, in every church, in every school, in every printing office, in every sanitarium. Our medical missionary work is to be to the third angel's message as the right hand to the body. Our sanitariums are one great means of doing medical missionary work. They are to reach the people where they are. The workers in our sanitariums are to be sympathetic, kind, and straightforward in their dealings with one another and with the patients. Their words and acts are to be noble and upright. They are to receive from Christ light and grace to impart to those in darkness. By their efforts, the sick and the sinful are to be pointed to the great healer, and the prodigals who have left the Father's house are to be encouraged to return. God's word to these workers is, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end. Fear not, neither be discouraged, for I am thy God." We are now called upon to show an unselfish interest in establishing sanitarium work in Los Angeles and in San Diego. Sanitariums and treatment rooms are greatly needed in these places. A work is to be done that will open the Bible to the sick and suffering, and point them to the great medical missionary. My brethren and sisters, I ask you to remember that money is needed to advance the work at the Glendale Sanitarium. Do you wish to act a part in the important work that the Lord has given you to do in that institution? Will you now do your best to help us to secure the necessary facilities for the advancement of that work? Intelligent, self-denying, self-sacrificing effort is now needed. Effort put forth by those who realize the importance of the Lord's work. The medical missionary work given us to do means much to every one of us. It is a work for soul saving. Christian philanthropists should step forward just now to fulfill the gospel commission. Let our brethren send in their gifts with thanksgiving and with prayer that they may be multiplied and blessed by the Lord, as was the food given to the disciples to give to the 5,000. If we make the best use we can of the means we have, God will enable us to feed the multitudes who are starving for the bread of life.